Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Literally fresh off of an airplane back from Chicago from the 33rd Annual Gun Rights Policy Conference. It's been a long week. First time I've been in this studio in 9 days, actually. So we've been all over the board. A little bit tired. Cut me some slack. And, hey, I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody that jumped in the chair. Andy Hoosier, again, Mike Pawarski, of course, the captain, Matt Bruce, who helped out while I was out on vacation, of course, for a few days. Not enough days. We'll fix that in the near future. And also the Gun Rights Policy Conference. And I want to thank Shanto personally. Shanto, can you bring your mic live real quick for me?
Hello.
How you doing, brother? Thank you for your help. I appreciate it. Heck of a job, man. Really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Really appreciate you stepping up. Yeah, you did a great job, and I do appreciate it. And I know, when we taped the Sunday show, you had to do a little bit more work than you normally do, as I was using a new piece of equipment and testing it out. So thanks for putting that together. The show sounded great. We do appreciate it very much. That's Shanto down in Dallas at the network. He does a super job. Two things real quick before I go to my guest, Dave Workman, out in Washington, who is also literally fresh home from the GRPC. He left about an hour before I did this morning in Chicago. But I had this just jumped on my phone just moments ago, and I want to use it as a reminder to you. I want to use it as a tool, and I'll ask Dave about it also. But this popped up on WSB-TV2, a news alert that I got. Men plead guilty in execution-style deaths of pregnant woman and fiancé. And I think the fact that that popped up right before the mic went live was meant for me to give it to you as a reminder that evil does exist. Don't forget it. These two men are monsters. I read the story. You can get enough of it from the headline. The headline pretty much says it all. But they were murdered execution style, and the men are now, yeah, I guess it makes us feel good to put somebody in prison for six life terms when nobody lives six life terms. I wish I had a gun to defend myself is what I bet somebody could say right now today. Let's go to Dave Workman, fresh home in Seattle, Bellevue, Washington. Dave, you're in the office. You went right to the office like I did you not?
Yes, I did. I'm just as dedicated as you are, Mark.
I listen. I know how dedicated you are. There's no question about it. I had an opportunity to sit and talk with you at great length over the last few days, and it's always wonderful. And I do know how dedicated you are to what you do. You went there specifically to bang out one story. You want to tell us what it was?
Well, actually, this has turned into something really remarkable. As soon as I got to the office this morning, I had an email waiting for me from our good friend Joe Waldron, who is the legislative guy for the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And there's an organization out now called EndTheNRA.org. The website is paid for, apparently, by an organization called Act Blue. Now, this group, I've been on the internet about them. They support Democrat candidates, I guess. They've raised a lot of money. They've been doing this since back in 2004. Now, I tried to contact them some weeks ago because I saw a lot of contributions from them for a congressional candidate up here in Washington State. They never did return my call, but this is kind of alarming because here we are on the verge of doing a battle over an initiative here in Washington State, 1639. You and I have talked about this before, and we certainly talked about it over the weekend.
We did.
This is, according to the Seattle Times, which I'm going to be quoting in my column that will appear later today at Liberty Park Press, if voters approve the measure, Washington's firearms laws would be among the strictest in the country. That's the Seattle Times talking, not me. Mm-hmm. And I think that should send a signal to every gun owner in the country that this thing is like a cancer, and if they don't stop the cancer out here in the Pacific Northwest, it's going to spread. It's astounding to me that the state has been turned into a petri dish, a test tube, if you will, to see just what they can pass and how they can pass it, and then use the formula to attack gun rights over the rest of the country. And if that doesn't raise alarm bells for people in, say, Florida or Arizona or Nevada or any state that has some kind of a citizens initiative, you better pour some hot coffee into your lap, because this could come to a neighborhood near you.
Yeah, this is enough information to carry the show, quite frankly. Let's go here for a second, because first let me ask you this. Because I never saw Washington State becoming this petri dish 3 years ago. I never saw it, would have never predicted it. Prior to I-594, the ballot initiative, I would have never thought this was the case. I believe, and I want you to tell me if you agree with me or not, that this was well thought out, well planned in advance, long before I-594, by the forces that hate our gun rights, to begin the process in Washington State because they felt Washington State was a petri dish. Is that true?
Well, there's probably a lot to what you say. I try not to give them any more credit than maybe I want to, but they did pass 594. It was supposed to have prevented mass shootings. It didn't do any of that. It didn't keep guns out of the wrong hands. In 2016, this is 2 years after that initiative was passed, 2016 is when we saw the tragic Muckle Tio shooting at that teenage party. Mm-hmm. And then about 3 months later, we saw that kid who took his stepfather's rifle, a 22 caliber rifle, and went over to the Cascade Mall in Burlington, which is about 2 hours north of Seattle, and shoot and kill five people. Now, there was no background check involved in that, and the kid that opened fire in Muckle Tio, he passed a background check. And, of course, as we know, 594 was the so-called universal background check law. It didn't stop any of this. We still had violence in Seattle and other neighborhoods and cities up and down the I-5 corridor. And now comes 1639, and this is going to strip young adults of their constitutional Second Amendment rights to purchase and own a semi-automatic rifle of any type. It's going to require a 10-day waiting period to purchase any kind of a semi-automatic rifle, including a 22 caliber like the Marlin Model 60 or the Ruger 1022. It's going to require training every 5 years. It includes an annual background check to determine whether the owners of these guns still are qualified to own guns. And to me, that smacks of gun registration, which is exactly what it is. And in the middle of this, there's a $25 fee that can be charged by the dealers, which to the critics, that amounts to a hidden tax of $25 on the exercise of a constitutional right. It's clear to the gun owners out here in Washington State, and I'll be joining a bunch of them tonight at a meeting in Issaquah, that this thing is simply bad news from one end of its 30-page length to the other.
It also, this listener, so you understand what we're talking about here, there are over 20 different parts to this, 20 different gun control measures included in Initiative 1639. You're going to hear us talk about this a lot more between now and November. If you live in a ballot initiative state, and about 21 states are ballot initiative states, including Florida, including Arizona, including Nevada, you had better be paying attention to this, because the enemies of your freedom not only are paying attention to it, they are dumping a boatload of money, outspending us well over 10 to 1, according to Alan Gottlieb, over the last couple of days on this.
Yeah,
and it is extremely dangerous. Go ahead, Dave.
That's true. Well, in fact, Alan is being pretty conservative. They have raised and spent more than $4.2 million against 170,000, I think, that's been raised by the NRA and NRA members and another independent group called Save Our Security. They've got about $20,000, I understand, at last report. So when you try to bounce 170,000 against 4.2 million, you know, just take the pocket calculator out and figure it out. That's like 20 to 1 almost. It's or 40 to 1 maybe. It's incredible.
Yeah, the numbers don't even mesh. Listen, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to go to that ndnra.org for a minute. Dave, you're aware of it. I want to make listeners aware of it. I want to read them some of what's on this page because, again, this is what we're up against. And in many cases, don't even know it. Don't even know it. How many of you knew of ndnra.org? When we come back, you're going to know all about it and their tactics right after this. As an Armed American Radio listener, I know you've all heard the left's lies about gun owners. I talk about it every day. I'm sick of it. They never tell the true stories of responsibly armed Americans defending themselves. They never do it. And because of that, if you're ever forced to use your gun in self-defense, it's impossible to know if you'll be hailed as a hero or a criminal. But that ends now. With the USCCA's free critical self-defense survival guide, you'll finally learn what to do when the smoke clears. Because knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police could mean the difference between freedom or a jail cell. You can claim your copy in seconds. It's 100% free. And for a limited time, you'll also get a deadly force checklist. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get yours right now. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll hear true stories of survival with their brand new Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense audiobook. That's three life-saving tools, 100% free. But they're only available to my listeners until next week. Don't wait. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Before we get back to Dave, I want to let you know, I know you know this, but you've heard the left's lies about guns and gun owners. I know you know that. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of it. They never tell the true stories of responsibly armed Americans defending themselves. You've heard me say, what would the media, where would we be if the media actually told the truth, right? But because of that, if you're ever forced to use your gun in self-defense, it's impossible to know if you'll be hailed as a hero or a criminal. But that ends now. Here's why. With the USCCA's free critical self-defense survival guide, you will finally learn what to do when the smoke clears. I can't tell you how important this is. Because knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police could mean the difference between freedom or a jail cell. You've heard us talk about it many times. You can claim your copy in seconds. It's 100% free. And for a limited time, you'll also get a deadly force checklist. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get yours right now. And as an added bonus, you'll hear true stories of survival with their brand new shocking true stories of self-defense audiobook. That's three life-saving tools, 100% free. But they're only available to my listeners until next week. Don't wait. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com right now. We go back to Dave Workman. Dave, this is an important conversation, and I think it would do a little bit of justice to go to the end of the NRA.org website, which is where I'm at now, and read to listeners briefly three or four of their bullet points. When you get to the website, big bold letters, end the NRA, and then the subtitle is No More Gun Violence. So somehow the National Rifle Association is responsible for criminal gun violence, to use their phrase. It's ludicrous.
Yeah, this is,
on the surface.
This is just nonsense.
It's crazy.
You know, there's no such thing as gun violence. That's
right.
That's an invention of the anti-gun crowd. There is crime. There is violent crime. It's not gun violence. I mean, more people are murdered every year, according to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, blunt instruments. They're strangled. They're beaten to death. Then are killed in any given year by people using rifles of any kind and or shotguns of any kind. And yet here they keep talking about this quote-unquote epidemic of gun violence. That's all scare tactics designed to alarm people who don't know anything about firearms. And then in the middle of this, they keep throwing out this figure of 33,000 people die annually from gun violence, which is another, I should say, deceptive argument, because as you and I both know, about two-thirds of those people are suicides. They're not crime victims at all. And to lump suicides into the same figure as murder victims isn't fair to either one of them. You know, suicide is an emotional thing. It's brought on by any number of different reasons. I know that Alan Gottlieb, who is founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, has been a champion here in Washington State over the last 2.5-3 years of a pilot program with the forefront people at the University of Washington to prevent suicide. He's brought in gun dealers. This program is working with range operators, firearms instructors, pharmacists, medicine, and all kinds of different people are involved in this, including some of the gun control groups. They've found an area where they can sit down and explore some common ground to prevent some of these tragedies. At the same time, however, we have to remember that there is a crime problem out there. Much of it is gang-related. You subtract the gang problem and the suicides, and we would be having a relatively low number of homicides in this country and suicides. It's I know the gun-related deaths would plummet. And I think that what they're doing is at best disingenuous, if not downright deceitful, by continuing this gun violence campaign where they're trying to demonize gun owners and guns. It's a crime problem. It's not a gun problem.
We heard about that all weekend at the GRPC. Let's dissect a little bit about what you said. Alan Gottlieb's doing amazing work on the suicide front, and he's doing it with largely no big media attention. He's working on this behind the scenes, and you're going to start to see a lot of the results, a lot of fruits of their labor are going to start to manifest themselves in the very, very near future on this front. And you're absolutely correct about those numbers, but I would submit to you that they don't care. There's the phrase I use for it is intellectual dishonesty. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're doing it intentionally. Let's go to the how we'll do it, according to this and the NRA.org. They say, how we'll do it. Your input. Everything we do will be based on your input. We'll send our members a poll before every action we take and let you decide how we give the NRA hell. That's number one. Number two, no compromise. The NRA has never made any effort to be reasonable. Neither will we. Number three, no holding back. Too often, good people worry about how it looks, quote unquote, to talk about policy and politics in the wake of mass shootings. But the NRA sure doesn't. We're not going to, quote unquote, play nice anymore. It's tragic, but it's necessary. And number five, or number four, whatever one was, I lost count because I'm tired. Real results. This isn't about lining the pockets of lobbyists. This isn't about the press releases that do nothing. This is about holding the NRA's leaders accountable today, tomorrow, and every single day after that. Dave, hold the NRA leaders accountable to what?
They have tried to create this myth that the NRA leadership, including the NRA board members, and it's widely known I was on the NRA board for three terms, 9 years. That was about 20 years ago. But they want to create this myth, this visage of the NRA as this monolith where you've got a handful of people who don't care about all murder victims. They don't care about crime problems in the inner cities. It's all our fault. It's all the NRA's fault, rather than admit that a lot of the problem says that there's been a failure of these liberal Democrat policies in the big cities, which have been controlled by one party over the course of several decades. And this is the result. In Seattle, for example, Seattle has become a magnet for homeless people and drug addicts. They come up here because they get treatment. They get in fact, the Seattle City Council is still trying to create a safe injection site for drug users, which is just beyond.
Yeah, it's hard to wrap your head around it. Dave, we've got that's hard. That really is hard for me to wrap my head around. They just want to turn you into San Francisco. And if I were you, I would be very, very concerned about that. We're getting ready to take a break. Before we do that, I want to read a headline that is up right now. I believe it is up on Fox. Again, it's another alert. It's a 2-hour-old headline. Andrew Cuomo using banks to target NRA faces major legal test. As Dave, I think you heard me mention yesterday a breaking piece about Andrew Cuomo now running for a third term in New York, vowing to not only double down, but to triple down on gun control in New York and enact even more than the SAFE Act, which has already done absolutely nothing except, I guess, make him feel good. But we'll be back with Dave Workman right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, Andrew Cuomo using banks to target NRA faces major legal tests. You know, this whole thing you see about the NRA, I want you to know that is nothing but it's a media-driven narrative to demonize the National Rifle Association. This is the organization that's been picked by the left. They're the whipping post here that the left is using to demonize. And when they attack the NRA, make no mistake, they're talking about you as a gun owner. Not just talking about the organization, which is now 6 million strong, probably more than that. I would say probably closer to 7. Guess on my part, but highly educated one at that. It might even be more. We'll see in the near future. Nonetheless, when they talk about attacking the NRA, they're talking about attacking you. Andrew Cuomo is not talking about just attacking the National Rifle Association. He's talking about attacking every single law-abiding gun owner in New York. They do not distinguish between criminals and you. If you're a gun owner, you're a very, very, very bad man. Dave Workman, welcome back to the show.
Well, I guess I'm a very bad man then.
No, you're a very, very, very bad man.
Well, I...
Yeah, throw three
very... You better watch it, Mark. Your mom will never forgive you.
I know. She's probably listening right now. I talked to her on the way back from the airport, told her I was on my way to work. So, yeah.
Boy. Well, it's funny. By the way, I was delighted to have had the opportunity to spend much of the weekend with you.
Agreed. At least likewise.
Letting our hair down. You have more hair than I do, but I think your listeners need to know that this was by far the most successful, I think, gun rights policy conference that I can remember in recent memory, anyway.
Agreed.
It was the third time that the conference was held in Chicago at the Hyatt Airport Regency, same place that it's always been, which, by the way, is a great hotel, very accommodating. We had a packed house on Saturday. A lot fewer people, I think, showed up on Sunday, but they stuck with it to the end. They were really dedicated to hearing what had to be said. We had more than 70 speakers there. You were one of them. I was one of them. We also had an AmCon gathering of bloggers and YouTubers on Friday before the conference really got kicked off, which was also, I think, educational for a lot of the people who spend a lot of time banging out columns or making YouTube pro-gun videos. And in all of that process, I think there was agreement by a lot of people that I talked to, anyway. I don't know, you may have had the same experience. Everybody was talking about Washington State, and
right.
I think
yep.
they recognize the threat that this initiative carries with it. It was bad enough when 594 was passed because, as you will recall, after 594 passed, initiatives sprang up in Nevada and
it
in
sure
Maine,
yep.
and they even passed legislation in neighboring Oregon on so-called universal background checks. And this year, earlier this year, there was an attempt by some rank amateurs, thank all the gods and all the heavens, to try to pass an outright ban on semi-automatic rifles. And we're not talking about letting anybody be grandfathered in. They were going to ban those things and make people turn them in. Now, if anybody has any delusions about the good-heartedness of the gun prohibition lobby, they need to wake up and smell the coffee, because you know, we no longer need to talk about gun control proponents. These people are extremist gun prohibitionists. They hate guns. They have no use at all for the people who own guns. And I want you to recount the story that you told me about when you were walking with Alan Gottlieb and his ace dog. You need to tell the listeners right now what happened to you.
You are reading my mind. That was exactly where I was going to go. So I will do that now. I opened up my talk at the GRPC, Dave, as you know, with this. So I'll tell my listeners right now. I didn't get the chance, obviously, to tell that Saturday because we taped it with the guest lineup. But here's what happened. I don't, as you know, Dave, over the last several years, I don't write a pre-planned speech for the GRPC because of something that happened to me three GRPC Chicago events ago, which was a number of years ago, when I found myself in a cab with a young woman who was also going to the same hotel where the GRPC was, but for a different convention. And when she found out I was going on, as a gun rights policy conference attendee, she said, "Oh, I love guns. I grew up with guns. My family shoots. I've been a shooter my whole life." She says, we all love guns. "All except those assault rifles." And I said, "Oh, you know, here comes my speech." It was given, and I already had one written for that, but I said, "Well, wait a minute." I asked the cab driver, I said, "How much time do we have before we get to the hotel?" He said, "It's about 8 to 10 minutes." I said, "I have 8 to 10 minutes to try to fix you." And I did. We spoke. She was open to, she was a gun owner. She did grow up in Virginia. She did grow up with guns. She had, I said, where did you get this conception about, this preconceived notion about quote-unquote assault rifles? "Well, I see it on the news all the time." I said, "Bingo, there you go." So we started a conversation. She walked away from there extremely well-informed, and I feel pretty confident with a changed opinion. So ever since then, I've decided not to write it, but just let it come to me. Well, that's what happened when Alan Gottlieb and I, after dinner, Tom Gresham and myself and had dinner with Alan and Julie, and we were walking Alan's, and he sent his dog out there, Winston, to do his business. Winston didn't do his business. The dog won, by the way. Alan lost. And as we were walking back in to get on the escalator, I'm thinking to myself, boy, this story better come to me soon or I'm going to wind up having to write it. And it's getting to be late, and I really don't want to have to do that because I'm very, very busy. And as we were walking up the escalator, this man stepped aside, and we said, no, go ahead. He says, are you guys here with the doctors' convention? And I said, no, we're not. We're here with the Gun Rights Policy Conference. And the man says, oh, that's right. He said, I'm with the doctors' convention, and we were warned about you guys. And I went, oh, here it is. This is it. This is exactly what I knew right then. I could have stopped and talked about that for 7 minutes. So I said, Alan said, what do you mean you were warned? And the man said, well, we got an email apologizing to the doctors' convention that the gun group was there, that the organizers had absolutely no idea, and they were very, very sorry to have the convention in the same hotel at the same time that the Gun Rights Policy Conference was going on. But have no fear, the email said. We contacted the hotel, and we were assured by the hotel and security that there would not be any guns in the hotel with the Gun Rights Policy Conference people there. They're going to make sure next year to do a better job of vetting what other conferences are in the same hotel. And I said, that's it. There's my talk. And as you know, that's how I opened it up, with the fact that these people were afraid of us. They were afraid of us simply because we were having a convention and merely talking about gun rights. Take it away from there, Dave.
Well, this is another symptom of the social bigotry that has been promoted for years against firearms owners. People ask me every now and then, you know, how I got into this. My first job was as a weekly newspaper editor in a little town here in Washington State. I've got a journalism degree. I'm a journalist. You know, whatever else I do around here with Alan Gottlieb, first and foremost, I'm a journalist. These days, some people might call me an advocacy journalist, and I guess maybe I am. You know, I'll wear that with a little bit of pride, because who else tells this side of the story day after day after day?
Nobody does. I have to stop you there. I was just informed we have about 20 seconds. So I want you to go right back to that. Who tells this story day after day when we come back from this break? We're listening to Dave Workman. We're having a fascinating conversation about some of the nuances that went on and occurred during the Gun Rights Policy Conference that are going to follow us throughout the year. And we'll talk about what that agenda means, too, as we go forward. We'll let Dave finish his train of thought right after this. Don't go away. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, the Critical Self-Defense Survival Guide from the USCCA is available for you now. You'll also get, for a limited time, the Deadly Force Checklist. Armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours for free. As I said, as an added bonus, you're also going to get not just the Deadly Force Checklist, but you're also going to get True Stories of Survival in the Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense audiobook. Three life-saving tools, 100% free. Armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Don't forget to visit all of our great sponsors. We'll talk more about them tomorrow. I heard a number of you at GRPC, if you were there, coming up to me, talking to me about buying some of those products like the Mantis X, et cetera, that you guys love. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Dave Workman, Liberty Park Press, please finish your thought. You're a journalist. Who else talks about this? Go ahead.
Well, you know, there really are only a handful of, full-time journalists who really try to tell the other side of this story out there. I'm one of them. It just happened. I suppose that I could be just as happy writing school board stories or covering traffic accidents or big fires someplace on a daily newspaper. But I fell into this. It seems to be a sort of the Darwin theory at work, where, you know, I advanced from just a weekly newspaper into this position where I could write about something that not only that I care about as a private citizen, but I also know something about it. I'm really a gun guy writer. I reload my own ammunition. I do tests on various firearms. My work has been published by several different magazines and other periodicals. So I understand the issue, and it has been my observation more than once that gun owners in the United States are the only remaining group against which it is not only allowed, but it's fashionable, mm-hmm, to practice discrimination. You got the governor of New York going after the NRA by the banks. You know, I have to ask a question. If a governor was using the banks to go after any other social group, what do you think the Justice Department would be doing right now?
Oh, they'd be all over him. But the key is that they won't. They wouldn't. But it's okay with guns.
Yeah. And I find that disturbing. I really honestly do, because gun owners are citizens just like everybody. In fact, I was having a conversation with a young lady who wasn't part of the GRPC, but I ran into her in the hotel lobby. And, you know, what are you guys doing here? And so I told her. And, you know, we have families. We vote. We have jobs. We pay taxes. We pay mortgage payments. We have car payments. We do all kinds of stuff with our families. And yet, because we are of the quote-unquote firearms culture, we're somehow second-class citizens. And it's amazing to me as a journalist to have watched all of this develop over the last 30, 40 years. And it's been that long in the making. And this new left, this far left, this socialist left, they've got to have a demon to come after. And the poor old National Rifle Association, they say NRA is a dirty four-letter word with a lot of these people, and it's developed that way. But when I got back to the office and I saw the email from our friend Waldron about end of the NRA, I thought, whoa, at least they've come out of the closet now. They've pulled off all the gloves. They've dropped all pretenses. They want the world to know that they want to destroy the one organization that is the 900-pound gorilla in the room. Of course, you've got the Second Amendment Foundation, Citizens Committee, Gun Owners of America, and all the other groups. But the NRA is the Red Cross of gun safety. They are the only genuine gun safety group because of all the instructors they've got. They want to destroy the NRA. And why? Because the NRA has been a roadblock for everything that they've wanted to do to the Second Amendment for years.
As a result of that roadblock, well said, by the way, as a result of that roadblock, they've come to understand that the NRA wins. And they win in large measure because they have the people behind them. And we've seen this time after time after time. Forget what the media tells you about the NRA. Forget all that crap and all that tweet garbage and all the stuff you see on 24-hour news. When Americans are truly, really threatened with a takeaway of their rights, they tend to stand up and defend those rights, firearms rights included. The problem we have today is we've got a much better funded enemy of those rights than we've ever seen. I know than I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
No, please go ahead.
Well, I think that people need to understand just what the gun owner in the United States is up against. This is not just a social movement where people want safer streets. Hell, we all want safer streets. We all want safer neighborhoods. We don't like watching police officers get gunned down by recidivist scumbags that keep getting turned loose time after time by soft-hearted and soft-headed judges. We don't want any of that stuff. What we really want is just to be left alone. That's what we really want. And the other side doesn't want to do that because they need a demon out there. And who better to target than the National Rifle Association? I can guarantee the other gun rights organizations, if these people were able to destroy the NRA, they're coming after you next. So, you know, we're all on the same boat here. Even me as a journalist, yeah, I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm an endowment member of the National Rifle Association. I'm an employee of the Citizens Committee and the Second Amendment Foundation. I'm a journalist, first and foremost, but all of that stuff counts against me. And, you know, I guess it's for the same reason that you mentioned earlier, Alan Gottlieb has been on the front end of this thing. He doesn't get a lot of credit for it. And you know why he doesn't get a lot of credit for it? He's a gun guy.
Well, and not only that, he's extremely effective. And that what they don't want to do, and again, we talked about this over the weekend, what they don't want to do is bring any more attention to just how effective he, and I say we, because I, like you, I'm a life member of the Second Amendment Foundation, and I'm a board member with you over at Citizens Committee for Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and we meet every year to talk about these things and the gun rights, and we know how effective, they know how effective we are, too. Hey, Dave, we're going to get ready to end it here. I do want to say this, with 10 seconds, with the young kids that you saw at the conference, yes or no, really quick, are you encouraged about the future?
I am. Kyle Keshev, who came up from Parkland High School to speak to the group on Saturday, a very well-mannered and very well-informed young man. I think guys like him are going to be the leaders of tomorrow, and that allows guys like you and me to fade into the woodwork.
You better believe it. Well, thank you very much, Dave. It was great seeing you. We'll talk later in the week. And we've got some things we're working on behind the scenes, too. We'll let you know about it, too, listeners. Remember, keep your eye on the ball on 1639. It's very, very important. I cannot stress enough, Dave, how much work we all have to do to see to it that that monstrosity does not pass in Washington. And they are working very, very diligently behind the scenes to see that it does. Safe travels you had today. Good for you. And, I got to tell you, hats off to Dave Workman for going out to another rally meeting tonight, whatever he's doing, because I know how tired he is. I know how tired I am. Tired, tired, tired. But you know what? Freedom never takes a break. And as long as we have breath in these lungs, we're going to continue to bring you Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We had a great weekend. We're going to have a great week discussing a lot of the things that I learned over the weekend. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do that, ever. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.